listening to His Time. I'm Eddie Bates. It is Thursday morning. Time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services, LSSLiving.org. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy, and the best of blessings to you and to all the listeners this morning.
Well, thank you. Happy Thursday morning. What do you have for us this week from LSS, from Lutheran Senior Services?
First of all, can you believe it's September? The calendar just keeps flipping over, and it's just moving so fast.
My baby's going to be three soon in just a couple of days.
Oh, my goodness. Happy birthday, Oscar. How wonderful. But I do remember when he was a baby, so that just reminds me of the flipping the calendar oh so soon.
Yes.
Well, last week, Andy, I don't know if you remember, I mentioned Aging Answers, which is a complimentary line, a referral line that is available through Lutheran Senior Services. And it is part of our Department of Outreach Social Services. And so that department is a segment of home and community-based services for Lutheran Senior Services. And it is part of our outreach into the community at large. So many people always think of Lutheran Senior Services as that destination place. We have our affordable housing sites for those living on limited incomes. We have our senior living communities, which are also called continuing care retirement communities, where all levels of care, independent living through assisted living, through care center, short stay rehab, and memory care are all available on one campus. But what many people don't realize is that we also have our home and community-based services. So that means services that are based at Lutheran Senior Services but go out to people in the community. And one of those that I'm not even sure I've talked about very often on the air over the years is something called geriatric care management. First of all, our outreach services are partially funded by the United Way of Greater St. Louis, and that funding does enable us to actually have a couple of different divisions within that outreach services. So we have our Aging Answers line, we have our geriatric care management, we have our Good Neighbor program, and we have our volunteer money management program. But one of those pieces is called geriatric care management. And if anyone is interested in finding out, in learning a lot, believe me, there's a lot of information on the website for geriatric care management, they would come to lssliving.org, which is our Lutheran Senior Services website, lssliving.org. They would click on the home and community-based services tab on the left. Then about halfway down the list is geriatric care management. And if they click that link for geriatric care management, they'll come to several pages that talk a little bit about it. But I thought I would just give you an overview today, because there may be someone listening out there who really is looking for some answers and really could use someone to walk with them. And that's precisely what a geriatric care manager is. First of all, our geriatric care management program at Lutheran Senior Services is under the leadership of Carol Melka. She's the director of outreach services, and Carol actually has a master's degree in social work with an emphasis on gerontology, and then she is also licensed in Missouri as a clinical social worker. So when we refer to our folks at Lutheran Senior Services as the elder care specialists, they do bring a specialized training to what they do in assisting you with the decisions that may be required for your own care as you age or for that of a loved one. So you might say, okay, so geriatric care management sounds like a mouthful, and so who is it for? So there's a variety of people who might want geriatric care management. Maybe there's a family who lives in an area different from their aging loved one. So let's say there is someone living in St. Louis and their sons and daughters are living out of town. Well, Lutheran Senior Services geriatric care management would be available to assist with that loved one in St. Louis and work in partnership with those sons and daughters that are living out of town. Or maybe there's a highly independent older adult who may not have a support system in town that really wants to be independent but wants someone to help advise them on the next steps, or wants to be linked to local resources. Or, you know, there's a lot of complexities that go with caring for and navigating the system for care for an aging loved one, available benefits through Medicare and Medicaid, financial decisions. They'll need an advocate maybe for somebody to work with an elder care attorney or a trust officer, or maybe somebody to speak on their behalf to a financial planner. So there's a variety of different things that our geriatric care managers are able to assist families with. So let's say, for example, you are interested in learning more about that. One of the really great things about the geriatric care management program is that it starts with an assessment. So there's, of course, the free phone consultation. If you were to call Carol, or even just to call this number, which is 314-446-2493, 314-446-2493, that is going to link you to Carol Malcolm, who oversees the geriatric care management. So when Carol gets back to you, there would be a free phone consultation. She would ask questions. She would get a grasp of the situation, maybe walk you through some options and some thoughts. But if you decided you actually wanted to go through the assessment, first of all, there's a flat fee that would be charged for that in-home assessment. So a person comes out to the home and is able to walk to the home, talk with the aging adult and perhaps loved ones or other people in the care, give an oversight, give an assessment, and then we'll go back and write a written plan of recommendation. So based on what those objective observations are, there will be some recommendations. Then once you receive the recommendations, you might decide as an individual that you're just going to take that recommendation and run with it on your own. Or you may decide that you really would like to take pieces of that recommendation and have someone, a geriatric care manager, available to you to walk through all these different paces. And that, of course, would be a flat fee. I'm not able to give you what any of those fees are over the phone. I'm not sure what they are. And I know that they have different criteria that they base them on. But there's a whole variety of things that this person as an advocate can do for you. Maybe it's doctor's appointments or, setting up a coordinating transportation to get to the doctor's appointments, going with you to do that. As we mentioned before, working with financial planners or doctors or attorneys, there's a whole variety of things. Or maybe it means arranging for housing. Maybe you start with in-home services, or you're starting on your own, able to take care of yourself, but your needs change, and that geriatric care manager can help you make the transition and contact the right people, fill out the right forms, and make the right transition that would help you. So it's kind of like a one-stop shop right there for you.
That's the nice thing about LSS, is that all those resources available in one place.
It is amazing. It is far more. There are far more resources than so many people realize. And I know I've mentioned before on the air, many people don't even know that Lutheran Senior Services is the ninth largest not-for-profit network of senior services in the nation. So it is a very large network. And so the geriatric care management in particular, and outreach services in particular, is really meant to serve those people living in the community who may never, ever come to an LSS housing community to live. So it's a wonderful way to live out our mission of older adults living life to the fullest. That's not just meant in the terms of come move into one of our communities and have all these things taken care of for you, taken care of for you. It also means where you are at, where you are living, whatever your circumstances, we want to be able to be there to walk with you, make some recommendations, and help you make some decisions. And some of the recommendations may link you to resources that are not even part of Lutheran Senior Services, because there are so many great options out there in the greater St. Louis area.
Absolutely. That's the nice thing. LSS works with so many people, too. I mean, there are a lot of great resources at LSS, but they're an important part of the community and connecting with other community resources.
Absolutely. Truly, it kind of reminds me of that phrasing, it takes a village. You know, sometimes we feel that we are so much on our own, and that really is not the case. But sometimes we simply do not know where to turn. We do not know. We haven't really looked into what the answers are. Sometimes we wait too long, and then a situation becomes a crisis. And in the emergency room or the intensive care unit is not a great place for making these decisions that affect your loved one. And so looking into things first, and maybe that first step is just simply that in-home assessment of a loved one. Give Carol a call at 314-446-2493, and she can explore the options with you.
Very good, very good.
Well, reminds me of the Bible verse that I find in 1 Peter 4, beginning with verse 8. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. And then those verses and a few verses down the line say, in order that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to him being glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And that is what Lutheran Senior Services is all about, to have that Christ-centered focus on serving and walking beside you.
Amen. Thanks, Jane. Have a wonderful week, or weekend, I should say.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit more, His Time to Sanctify Your Morning. You're listening to Worldwide.